Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show for the 1st of September. This is a really big day. This is Spiritual New Year. Well, how exciting, because it's a 9-1 every year. So it's the closing and the opening. I love it. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone. And the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. So it's you all that calls forth who comes. It's over 100 so far over his career, and we get no advance notice, so it's always a lovely surprise. We'll take questions in the order of call-in, so please call in with your questions. And we're looking forward to hearing your questions and finding out who's going to be with us today. Let me give you phone numbers. If you're on a listen-only line, there are two listen-only lines and two question-and-answer call-in lines. The listen-onlys, where that, listen-only, to ask a question and get an answer and interact with the being. The toll-free number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate number is 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. So, here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
My name is Agoini.
Goimi?
Agoini.
Agoini.
Yes. A-G-O-I-N-I.
A-G-O-I-N-I. Wonderful. Welcome.
Thank you.
Could you give us a little background on yourself, please?
I am an Agarthan.
Ooh, that's exciting.
I am female.
Yes.
And I have had the pleasure of bringing children into the world.
Okay. Through yourself or helping others to birth?
Through my body.
More Agarthans?
Yes.
Wonderful. Is there a special place in Agartha that you live? It's my impression there are a number of cities.
There are. And I enjoy the city that I live in. It is full of light. We have much light.
And that light is etheric, or it comes from the great crystal, central crystal sun, or?
It comes from our central sun.
Okay. Beautiful. I've heard that the central sun there is more white than the yellowy sun we see on the surface of the planet, from the surface of the planet.
Correct. It is beautiful.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure.
Agoini. All right. We will talk until we have a caller come in.
You can call me Goy for short.
Goin?
Goy.
Goy.
Yes.
Goy. Okay. Goy. All right.
That might be easier.
Goy. All right. That is easy. Okay. Are you descended from the people who came from Lemuria as it submerged?
Correct. I am.
And have you been in Telos, or do you live only in, is it Inner Earth or Hollow Earth?
It's Inner Earth.
Inner Earth, okay.
And I have visited Telos. They quite enjoy it as well.
Beautiful. Is there anything else you can tell us about your world?
You will soon have the opportunity to discover it for yourselves.
Oh, I like that.
You will, indeed.
Will we be going in through portals from the surface or through the holes at the North or South Pole?
Portals.
Portals, okay.
One of the many portals.
Yes, I do understand there are many, right?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay, thank you. So,
welcome.
We have some comments from our third member of the team here. Yes. So, can you give us a progress update on the banking and global financial changes going on the surface?
The progress there is so great that you are a handful of weeks away from it being done.
Done completely? I mean, at least...
completely.
Yeah, sufficiently completely for now.
You're a handful of weeks from it being completed.
A handful of weeks. Oh, I like that. Okay, so that means before the end of the year.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm. And maybe before the non-election?
Yes, before that as well.
Okay. Because certainly the public has to know, and I see more and more little emails that are now including that information, that the election will not take place as has been normally expected.
Yes, it is being more and more released to the world.
Lovely. Okay. People need to get used to this idea and that it will be replaced by something better.
Way better.
Yes. Now, I've been...
As in the film that you watched last night?
Yes,
things
facts.
Things that have been not helpful, shall we say, to humanity are being cleaned up.
Oh, I like that. Yes, for our listeners, the host and I saw Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, last night here on Maui. It was a one-night showing, and I noticed on their website, which is vaxxed.com, there are cities all over the U.S. that are scheduling the film for a night, probably medium-sized theaters and maybe small independent theaters. But there's a lot. There's a long list. And it is absolutely worth seeing.
And as you are aware, one does not have to go to a theater to watch it. You can watch it on the internet, correct?
Yes. I think the most recent information I saw was like $4.99 that you could have access. I know sometimes it's been free, but certainly that's inexpensive.
Yes.
And it is definitely worth watching.
It certainly is.
Mm-hmm. Just one of the many facets of the areas of control of people that's being dissolved. Those are being dissolved. Thank goodness, finally. And I congratulate the people who put out the money and did the film and put it together because it's very... well done.
I congratulate the people that were brave enough to be interviewed on it.
Yes. Yes, very much so. Both the doctors and the parents.
Yes. All the above.
Yes. Yes. Now, my thought as I was watching this, and I have very little personal experience with autistic children, but as I was watching, I was thinking, well, when the... additional medical devices are available on the planet more widely, will they be able to address for at least a number of these children these issues?
They will be able, with that technology that you're alluding to, they will be able to completely reverse the process.
Oh, that is awesome. What about the machine that we are getting? Will that help?
It definitely will help. It won't be able to reverse it.
Okay, but it will help some of these children.
Yes.
So at least the symptoms are mitigated somewhat and the parents have a little bit easier time.
Correct.
That would be very, very good. Good. Okay. That is excellent. Is there a setting on the machine that addresses autism, or will it automatically seek out and find these issues in?
Automatically.
Oh, good. Great. Okay, well, we look forward to that. That's something that my friend Fred, who has some connections into the autism community here on Maui, may be able to get some of these children in connection with this so that we can help them.
Yes.
That would be great. Okay. So is it the chemicals in the vaccines, or is it some effect on the nervous system, or is there, it's just a myriad of different things depending on the individual biology of each child?
Let me just say this. It is not by accident.
Okay. Well, we knew that.
Okay.
Okay. And some children's biological makeup is easier to deal with these shots than others. Is that correct?
The other way to say that is some children are more vulnerable than others.
Yes. Okay. Well, that makes a ton of sense. Okay. Okay. Well, I recommend everybody access that movie one way or another. It is absolutely worth seeing.
Amen.
Yes. So, can you give us any kind of an update on when big announcements might be made over the emergency broadcast system? Is there anything you can share about that?
Mid-October.
Mid-October. Okay. Like at least a couple of weeks, maybe three, before the elections would normally take place.
Thereabouts.
Yeah, so people have a chance to adjust. All right. I have said in an email about the all the different pieces of info, disinfo, misinfo running around that until you hear it on the emergency broadcast system, don't believe it necessarily. Is that correct?
Indeed.
Yes. Okay. So that would be who's in charge, who's running the government, who's so-called president or not, who's, you know, all of that for the United States.
But I would like to reinforce that the changes that are coming are extremely positive. You will love them.
Yes. Yes. And our job, those of us who are in the know, our job is to reassure anybody who is taken by surprise, which I'm sure quite a few will be because they just haven't been paying attention, to settle them down, tell them everything's fine and everything's great, and to not worry, just to pay more attention to what comes over the emergency broadcast system or what feels like real truth to them.
Discernment, discernment, discernment. Yes.
Yes, yes. Yes, okay. So that means it's going to be easier for the financial abundance to begin to trickle out more broadly in the next few weeks. Is that true?
Indeed it is.
Excellent. Excellent. We are not able to participate in a telephone call that's going on right now. Will we be able to catch up on that information directly after we finish this call?
Yes, you will.
Okay.
No worries.
All right, great. Thank you. Okay, I've felt for some time that NACERA, the National Economic Security and Reformation Act, which I heard about in 2002 and which now is getting a little more publicity, that it won't necessarily come out as that, but the pieces of it will be enacted or be announced one at a time. Can you give us a perspective on that?
Yes, it will. It will be pieces, and the reason is so as not to cause a tremendous amount of chaos.
Okay.
As you are aware, that is one of the goals for those who are helping.
Yes, it certainly is, and it's certainly a worthy goal. I'm certainly not opposed to it, although it's caused a great deal of patience to be necessary for many of us.
Yes.
However, that's just the way it is, is it not?
Yes. You will survive it.
Yes, we will. Yes, and I'm grateful for all the care and protection that has been present and is present during this period of necessary patience.
I'm glad.
Yes, I'm grateful for all of that. Okay. Can you bring us up to date on anything that is...
I would like to bring you up to date on what your cat is experiencing.
Oh, please.
He's saying, where are the kittens? He's ready. He's way past ready. Where are the kittens?
Yes, we really felt like a few weeks ago he was like antsy, crazy. Like, why aren't they here right now?
Exactly.
And he settled down a little bit because, of course, they're not quite old enough yet. And he doesn't understand that. And it also takes a significant amount of money on our part to facilitate that. He doesn't understand that either, probably.
No.
So
that doesn't fit in his world.
No, know. It doesn't. But he has settled down a bit. So I'm hoping that he's a little calmer about this and unfortunately having to be patient as we are.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're very charmed and delighted to know that they have put out their names, which are crazy but wonderful.
But you think Bozo and Bingo are crazy?
Well, I think they're delightful names, but it was a little bit of a surprise.
I'm sure.
And they chose their own names, right?
Oh, they certainly did.
Yes, okay. So Merlin says we're getting a couple of clowns.
That you are.
That's going to be wild. I made sure in my description of the executive assistant that we wish to find that there's no cat allergy present in that person, because the cats will be present.
They certainly will.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Cynthia had sent in a couple of questions, but I can't find them in my email right now. Let's take a quick break. Sometimes she has to work late and can't come on the call. So let's just give phone numbers again. If you're on a listen-only line, please hang up and call one of the question and answer lines. The toll-free one is 888-627-6008. And the second number to try, if that one happens to be busy for the moment, is 323-744-4831. And we are speaking with Goy, Agoini from Inner Earth, Agartha, which is a great privilege. First time on the show for an Agarthan, and we're delighted.
Not the first time for an Agarthan, but a first time for me.
Oh.
You had one before.
We did?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. Then my memory is not serving me right now.
You were not the only one on the planet.
Yeah, okay. That I know.
As you know, the host is much worse than you.
Well, part of the time he's out running around the universe and not totally grounded. So that certainly doesn't assist memory issues. And I value that capability of his because he's open to some messages that help us. And I'm appreciative. But it does play havoc with memory issues.
Yes, it does.
Yes. Okay. Okay. What else is going on the planet or off? Oh, okay. We have a caller. Carol, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, dear one.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My question is, when the new Earth passes through the old Earth, then what happens to the old Earth?
When the old Earth passes through the new Earth.
Oh, the old Earth is going to pass through the new Earth?
Yes, and when it comes out the other side, everything that is sentient life will have been removed to an appropriate place for it. And upon exit, the old Earth will be broken up into building blocks for other projects.
Interesting. Okay, and I never realized there was a difference between the inner Earth and the hollow Earth.
Yes, there's a bit of a difference. Not huge.
So when we enter into these vortexes, will we be in our spaceships?
Are you talking about when you visit the inside of the Earth?
Correct.
No, you'll be in your body.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I'm excited about the kittens arriving. It's going to be really a wonderful experience, or at least comic or humorous.
They are too.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, thank you, Carol.
You're welcome.
Okay, can you address any particular issue going on the surface of the planet or off planet that we should be aware of at this time?
I would like you all to prepare yourselves for meeting us face to face. It's way past time, as you might know.
Yes.
We would like this to be as easy and as non-traumatic as possible. So I'm asking you, please prepare yourselves for this. Allow it to be peaceful, fun, and joyous. Please.
That sounds wonderful. And will some of that, in a large sense, I mean, a lot of people, take place this year, 2016?
It will begin this year, yes. Well, it has.
It has
been happening in smaller events, shall we say.
Yes.
But this year it's going to start to be much more open. And that's why I'm asking you to prepare yourselves to allow this to be peaceful, joyous, fun.
That sounds great to me.
Good.
Beautiful. Okay. So will those meetings begin in more rural areas, more broadly, rather than in big cities, per se?
All of the above.
Oh, everywhere.
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 Yes.
How nice. Okay.
Good. I'm glad you think so.
Yes. Oh, I do. And from what I understand, your basic appearance is quite similar to our basic appearance. Is that not true?
It is true.
Allowing for individual heights, weights, racial colors, hair, all of that, but basically a human appearance.
Yes. Yes, we are human as well.
Yes, beautiful. Okay. Cindy, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Several questions. So when the announcement comes about the new government and not having normal elections,
yes.
Are some of the world leaders already aware of this? And how do you think the rest of the world is going to take this?
The rest of the world is... It is going to be happening in the rest of the world as it will be in your country.
Okay.
So, nobody's going to be excluded.
I understand, but are some of the world leaders already aware this is going to happen?
Correct.
Okay. I sent Mary some questions, but I'll ask them.
Please do, Cindy, because I can't find your email.
That's fine. I saw that they found some pyramids up in Alaska, and just by accident, and they're bigger than any other pyramids they're currently aware of. So are these energy sources? Who built them? And if they're energy sources, will they become activated?
They can be. They are energy sources, and they can be activated. Whether or not, will you choose to do that?
If I could go there and flip the switch, yeah.
Dear one, let's remind ourselves that there really is no time and really is no space. So I submit that you can.
Okay. I hadn't expected that answer, so I'm sort of lost for words. Who built these pyramids?
The Anunnaki.
So how would I go activate them? Just in my mind?
You could, with intent, go. Yes.
Is this what would help us waken up people, wake up more people faster?
It could be useful for that.
Okay. And will I be in living in France to help the people over there that I'm going to be with to understand everything that's happening before the end of 2016?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
I sure hope so. Okay.
There you have your answer.
Okay. So that's all I have at the moment. Oh, Mary, the call
yes.
you were talking about earlier, could you send me a text message or an email telling me what it is and how I can connect to it?
I missed your first word. What were you talking about?
You made a statement earlier saying that there was a call you could not be on at the moment because your call's going.
That has nothing to do with this.
That's okay.
Totally separate. So, yeah, that would not be of interest to you. It's a totally other topic.
It didn't hurt to ask.
Yeah, you're right. It's okay.
Okay. Oh, and here's another. See, I had time to think. Is there a way where I can meet some of the inner Earth, Hollow Earth people within the next month and realize who I'm talking to?
Will you what?
I'm so excited about this. Okay, we're supposed to, the Hollow Earth people are already coming up and talking to various people around the world. And I'm
yes.
requesting that I would be one of those people because I'm very excited about them.
Done.
I'm sorry I didn't get your answer.
D-O-N-E.
Cool. Okay. Because I feel like I'm a messenger, and most people think I'm sort of nuts when I tell them all this stuff. So I would
congratulations.
Just like to be able, yes, I know. And I tell them eventually they're going to say, I'm not so crazy after all. So... Well, I do. My sisters call me the far out sister. So, well, I'll shut up so somebody else can come online. And thank you very much for coming tonight. We
My
appreciate
pleasure.
You doing this. Okay. Bye.
Thank you, Cindy.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Yeah, she is a delightful one.
Oh, she is. She is. She really is. Maybe we'll get to visit her in France someday.
So be it.
Okay. I've never seen the French wine country, and I understand it's beautiful, so that would be kind of fun. Okay. So, I'm trying to think of what else we can address at this moment that would be important for our listeners and people who will listen to the archive.
Well, let me suggest a topic.
Please.
As was obliquely addressed by Cindy, I want you all to consider that the leader that you're looking for is you.
Ah.
I want you all to consider that. Especially you, dear Mary.
Okay. You're saying that each of us connected within ourselves, we have our answers and our guidance.
And you have the knowledge and the drive to present and execute the solutions that the world needs.
And that would be true to some degree for everybody, yes?
That is what I am saying.
Yes, okay. Okay. And so you're also probably in our case referring to the plans we have for the projects we're going to be involved in here and globally?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you see all of those as on track for the moment within the constraints that we have still, but basically on track?
Yes.
Good. Good. That's very, very helpful.
Helpful will be you, dear one.
Well, that's true for each of us, right?
It is.
Yeah.
And you know that you have a huge role in that.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Thank you.
It's going to require a lot of stepping up for both of us. But we signed up for this, right?
Yes, you did.
In a moment of, oh my God, really? Can we do this? Or when we think we were, you know, on the other side before we come in, we think, oh, that'll be a piece of cake. Whoa. Maybe not quite, but.
But you know that you never sign up for anything that you can't accomplish.
That's really true. It's really true. And it's really nice to see when there's someone around us who appears just wonderfully to be stepping up into whatever their current higher role is for the moment. It makes me feel a lot of joy for them and a lot of validation that what needs to happen is happening.
Good.
Okay. So, can you address the weather patterns around the Earth? And we're noticing things fairly different in many ways here in Hawaii than normal. Is that true all over the world and what's happening?
That is true across the globe, yes.
And these are natural occurrences?
In some cases, they have been affected by government programs.
Yes.
But those are decreasing.
Yes, there's very little, relatively speaking, there's very little HARP activity now, isn't there?
That's true.
Compared to what there used to be.
Right.
Right. I heard also that a lot of the pilots that were flying the chemtrail planes, once they found out, each one of them, what was going on, they refused to fly anymore. Is that true?
That is so.
Okay. And they got away with it without being kicked out of their military position, whatever?
Because they did it in mass.
Ah. Okay. So relatively few of those planes are being flown now, is my understanding.
True.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That is excellent. Okay. So are the polar bears managing with the warming?
Not well, but they're coping.
Okay. Are some of them being moved to other planets so their species can live well?
Yes.
And where it's a little bit colder for them?
more suitable for them, shall we say.
More suitable. Okay. Yeah. Good. Will we keep some polar bears here, even though the climate changes quite a bit?
Yes, you will.
Okay, the ones that can manage.
Yes.
In the warmer temperatures. Okay. Good. They are such amazing beings.
Indeed, they are.
I had the opportunity to open the July 2016 National Geographic magazine this week and read about a park in Africa that probably needs some funds to continue to move along in a positive path, or they're dealing with still some poachers and some negative issues and trying to save the gorillas there and some other species. Was that article pretty true?
Right on.
Okay. So that's something I should put on my list for possible donations in the future?
No, you should put it on the list for donations in the future.
Okay. It's a for sure thing. Okay. Okay. I get that. And it's my understanding there's projects like this all over the globe that need financial support.
Yes.
And one of the areas that I've identified is the Heroes page in a number of the People's Magazine issues. That often it's just the one little page, but they tell about a project that somebody started that's usually small in a given city and doing some good. Is that a good source of places to look for money to give the places to vet and donations to give?
Yes.
Okay. I remember seeing so many different kinds of small projects that individuals have started, like for animals, and there was one for prom dresses for girls of low-income area. Just a lot of little things, but the important things. So that's an area, again, to be researched and given as assignment to my executive assistant.
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
And there really are no little things. There's only things that you choose not to pay attention to.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I don't mean to disparage any of them because in their area, they're probably pretty important, even though they're just a local organization that's doing some good in their city or their town.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any suggestions for a broader outreach for the prosperityprojects.org website that I have that has over 300 projects listed on it? But people who are going to be getting money probably don't know that much about it. Is there any way we can spread the word for people to support some of those projects?
I will help with that, dear.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, it's www.prosperityprojects.org. It's a free site. It was created for people to submit projects and ask for funding, explain what they're doing, and ask for funding. So we need donors, when they get money, to go to that website and shop. There's all kinds of different categories, and children, the environment, energy, spirituality, communities, all kinds of things there for people to look at and choose to support. And we plan to support many of those as well.
Great.
Good. My plan is to have someone assigned to make phone calls and vet each project with the person who's listed as the founder or the, you know, the mouthpiece for the project. Talk to them and ask them about, you know, I'll give them a list of questions of interviewing on the phone to find out which ones we should support and for how much money. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, great. Cindy, welcome back.
Hello, Darwin.
Hi. My heart goes out to the animals, and I heard Mary talking about a project. Will I be guided to the appropriate people to help, like get an assistant Mary's going to get, help me to manage the money so it goes to all these places I want to give money to help animals? Or are, and that's one big question. So will I be guided to the right people to help this?
Let's address that question right now.
Okay.
Would you have it any other way? You're creating your life. You're creating what you do. Would you have it any other way?
No.
Okay. More power to you.
Okay. Okay. So other than helping animals, would it be... My goal is to have houses built, create a community, and then also while I'm doing that, getting people's job skills, building houses, and then within the communities, the people would be living pretty much rent-free, and they'd volunteer their time to help with rescue animals and help the vet and learn skills like that. Does that seem like that is something that could take off really quick? Or would it take so long that we wouldn't need things like that? You hear all different types of time frames where by the end of 2017, we won't be driving the cars we're driving, and we'll have all this technology that'll make it where we won't have to have people building houses. So I'm, you know, sort of like lost, I guess you might say. Or is this going to take years?
Let me find you. Yeah. Always going to need the intent to help is never going to go out of style. I don't care what the technology available to you is. The intent is always going to be paramount.
Okay.
It is not going out of style.
Okay. I've been found.
Oh, good.
Okay, well, thank you again.
Most welcome, dear one.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's very good. Wonderful. Okay, so... is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners and potential listeners for the archive at this time?
To prepare you a little bit, our range of emotion is much less than yours. So please be a little gentle with us, please. Like I say, our range of emotion is considerably less than yours.
So if I understand what you're saying, your temperaments are more level, more even?
Yes.
And that those among us humans on the surface who tend to be drama queens, it's not so appropriate, right?
It not helpful, I'll say that.
Not helpful. Okay. Yes. All right. Yes, we do have our share of drama queens. As you well know, I'm sure.
I do.
And occasionally, even those of us who don't tend toward that do kind of go there. So we need not to do that, right?
It would definitely be helpful.
Okay.
In the interaction.
Okay. Well, the more we move into a larger state of consciousness, each one of us, don't we automatically become more level in temperament?
There's no automatic about that, dear.
Oh.
It's intention and direction that will get you there.
Okay.
No automatic. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Well, I know that intention is vitally key to so many things.
Indeed it is.
Mm-hmm. It's like almost the most important thing of all that we can do, right?
It is definitely key.
Okay. Okay. And I think my sense is that intent, that the ongoing intent, like what someone intends at a conscious or subconscious or unconscious level 24/7 is more powerful than whatever they do consciously as far as meditation and trying to be a good person and that kind of stuff. That the underlying intent is absolutely vital.
It is.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's...
So intend to enjoy us.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. That sounds great. All right. So the new Earth, it's my understanding it's about 3 times bigger than this Earth.
Yes.
And that the continents are similar, but there's some changes.
Yes.
And is it about the same percentage of ocean and land?
Yeah, roughly.
Roughly the same.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And does it have some of the depths of ocean like we have, or even greater depths because it's a much bigger planet?
Even greater.
Greater depths. Okay. So with more ocean, then the ocean species can thrive to a greater degree, can they not?
Indeed.
As well as the animals having plenty of land surface that they need?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. And will there be cities similar to what we have, but with, of course, much better building materials and much better energy sources and that sort of thing?
It definitely will be different, dear, because that's going to be what you refer to as 5D as opposed to the 3D that you're currently experiencing.
Yes. But there is the physical element to it, right, even though it's 5D?
Yes.
Okay. So it won't be like completely foreign to how we feel right now. Just a major upgrade.
Let me say this. When you get there, you're going to be delighted. Whether or not you choose to stay there or go on your path, you will be delighted when you get there.
Awesome. Awesome. And I understand it's absolutely beautiful.
It is, indeed.
Great.
And the lion will lie down with the lamb.
Good. Good, good, good. Peacefulness among the animals.
Yes.
Okay. Nobody has to kill each other for food and survival, right?
None of the above.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. Well, we are so grateful, Ogoni, for you being here. Thank you so very much for gracing us with your presence and all your beautiful responses.
My pleasure, dear one.
And we look forward to meeting you.
And I you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.